Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we are going to continue talking about learning the art of employee appreciation. Now, remember last time we were talking about a workshop that was being given by Clio, and the title of the workshop was Giving Your Office a Gratitude Attitude Makeover. So today's lesson is entitled Put Your New Management Skills to the Test, a review, and we've got some handouts that I believe were handed out at that workshop.
Maybe in their binders, their workbooks, remember?
In their workbooks, yes, that makes sense. And they could read them, and there were some exercises for them to do. So we're going to cover those handouts in today's lesson.
We sure are. I'm going to pretend I'm Cleo again and read these out loud, and then we can come back and talk about some of these terms, some of these phrases, explain them a little bit more.
Okay, so let's get to it. Let's read through the entire contents of our lesson right now, and we'll be right back.
Giving your office a gratitude attitude makeover. Previously, we've discussed how to show appreciation to individual employees. Cultivating an attitude of gratitude throughout the office is just as important, however. In this section, we'll explore why workplace negativity exists. Creating a gratitude attitude. Part 1. Understanding negativity. There are 5 common complaints that contribute to workplace negativity. These are when employees have too much work to do with no end in sight, are anxious about their future and their job security, believe management can't effectively lead a team, aren't being challenged by the work they're doing, don't receive proper recognition for their efforts, exercise. Which of these issues could be affecting your employees? Describe a situation that explains why you think so. Part 2. Confronting negativity. Of course, it's up to management to ensure that employees are happy in the workplace. How can you go about doing that? First, you need to tackle pre-existing negativity in the workplace. Here are 2 ideas to get you started. Start providing appropriate rewards and other forms of recognition. Show your employees that their work is valued. Implement strong leadership structures that include company and employee values and goals. Employees like to know that their work is contributing to something of worth. Exercise. Come up with more ideas of your own. On the next page, we'll explore ideas for making an attitude of gratitude last. Our goal is long-term happiness, after all.
Okay, so remember, this is part of the workshop for managers in this particular company. How to manage better, how to make your employees feel appreciated, etc., etc. So the title of the handout for today's workshop is Giving Your Office a Gratitude Attitude Makeover. We talked about that last time, kind of changing things so that people have this attitude of gratitude, that you're always thankful of your employees and you don't take them for granted. Now, this particular handout begins by saying, previously or before, we've discussed how to show appreciation to individual employees. Okay, that's what they did last time. Here's what you can do. They had a workbook there that had a list of suggestions as to how you can express gratitude to your employees so they feel appreciated and so they won't go storming out of the office and saying, I quit! I'm never going to work for this company again. No, they'll want to stay there. They'll have high respect for the company. And we are going to go on now and explore some other things. But first of all, let's talk about this word Cultivate.
Yeah.
Cultivate, when I see that word, I think of farming.
Yeah.
Basically taking care of plants so that they grow. But I guess this could also be applied to people. If you try to develop this idea and make it work and make it happen, then you're cultivating something.
Yeah, similar word might be nurture, N-U-R-T-U-R-E. So you're helping someone develop a particular quality, a skill. Sometimes you want to try to help them improve because you care about their long-term future. You want them to be successful at their job. So you're going to help them cultivate an attitude of gratitude. It's not enough for just a couple people in your company to be positive and have this attitude of gratitude. You need to really extend it throughout the office, throughout the company, for this to really be a successful adventure or endeavor, something you're trying to accomplish. So it says here in this section, we'll explore why workplace negativity exists. Ah, there's negativity in the world everywhere. Unfortunately, it's been my experience that more people are negative than positive. I like to hang out with people who are more positive. There are three levels. There's the person who's negative. There's a person in the middle who's kind of realistic. And then there's the person who's really positive. So there's positive, negative, and just kind of in the middle there. And you would really like your whole office to get rid of that negativity. Negativity is a noun. What happens with people who are negative is they just start complaining and criticizing everything. Kind of brings everybody down.
The whiners, huh?
The whiners, the complainers. Yeah, it gets old. People get tired of, you know, hanging out with those sorts of folks. Sometimes you need to, what we say, vent, V-E-N-T, which just means you complain for a while about work. But if you're too negative, nobody's going to want to hang out with you. So make sure you're not too negative, that you don't have that workplace negativity that seems to exist in some places.
That's right. So you want to be positive. You want to cultivate an attitude of gratitude, make people more appreciative and more thankful for what they've got instead of whining or complaining about what they don't have.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, be grateful that you have a job or that you're not in prison or that you're being tortured somewhere or that you've been abducted or whatever. Yes, indeed, you should be more positive about things. Don't be so bitter and cynical. So in this section of the workbook, I imagine, why workplace negativity exists and creating a gratitude attitude. So, yeah, let's find out exactly why negativity exists. Why are there so many whiners in the world? So this is part one, understanding negativity. Negativity just means when things are negative, when people look at the dark side all the time.
Yeah, they're always criticizing something and saying, oh, it's not good enough. We used to get free lunch on Fridays in my last job, and you know, people would complain about the restaurants, what they delivered, and I would say, it's free, you guys. Come on. We get Indian, Chinese, it depended, you know, what we got that week. Or the company would offer us free tickets to Broadway shows. People would still complain. Well, why aren't they getting us tickets to the ballet? Are you kidding? We got to look at the positive. So be careful that you're not one of those people. Now, there are five common complaints that contribute to workplace negativity. If you contribute to something, you add to it. You can contribute in positive ways by helping out, but you can also contribute in negative ways. When you're being very negative or pessimistic, you don't see any good about anything. But to contribute again just means you give something. It could be money, could be time, could be your attitude, but you provide something. And you definitely don't want to be offering your own negativity. These are some common complaints that you'll often hear at work from whiners, as we call them. A whiner is W-H-I-N-E-R. It's kind of slang. Oh, he's such a whiner. Here's the first one. Oh, I have too much work to do with no end in sight. Yeah. We've all been in that place.
they might indeed have too much work, and their complaining is legitimate. But in this case, that is a common complaint that people have, which brings about negativity in the office. I've just got so much work to do, and I'm never going to finish it. And all they do is pile the work on, and they think I can work overtime every night of the week. Don't they realize that I've got a family to get back to? I've got my own life outside of work.
Yeah.
Quit giving me all this work. I hate it.
And you might be fired. So, you know, all I can suggest here is go talk to your manager in a positive way and see if there's something you can work out. Don't just whine and complain to people who can't change your situation. Here's another one. Some people are anxious, you know, really nervous, anxious about their future and their job security. I can see how that's tough, you know, if the economy's bad. So if you're anxious, you're feeling worry, you're showing worry, you might look very nervous or uneasy about something because the outcome or the result might be uncertain. You don't know what's going to happen in the future. We all will feel that sometimes.
Yep, I've seen all these other coworkers getting fired one by one over the past year. Maybe I'm next. So they have this worry or anxiety about the future and about their job, whether they're going to have it. Here's the next point. The employees believe management can't effectively lead a team. Yes, they don't have any confidence in management. They think they are incompetent. They don't know what they're doing. They have no clue about how to be a manager, or the boss just hired them because they're relatives or something like that with no real qualifications. So again, they just don't trust management.
Yeah, but if you see this situation, see if you can make some, you know, some helpful suggestions to whoever's trying to lead. That's not an easy position. Here's another one. Don't receive proper recognition for their efforts. And this is when the team members don't feel like they've been thanked for what they did. Make sure you're always appreciative of your employees' efforts. So here's the exercise. Which of these issues or problems could be affecting your employees? It could be all of them, actually. If you talk about an issue, guys, it's some sort of problem. It's not a good thing. It's usually an important problem that needs some discussion, some attention. Could be some difficulties that you're having. But this is something that you should definitely work out. Forget the complaining. Try to think of solutions.
Yeah. Think about it. Maybe you've heard rumors or something. The employees think they're having too much work, or they have insecurity about their jobs.
I would ask people. You know, I could tell that some people weren't happy, and I'd say, talk to me. What's going on?
Or send out some kind of survey, and they can express their opinions without actually saying who they are.
Anonymous. Yeah.
That might be helpful there. So that's something you can do here.
Uh-huh.
And also, you want to describe a situation that explains why you think so. I guess this means that give us some specific examples as to why these issues could be affecting your employees. Why is Tim taking so many days off from work? Does he just have too much work to do? Or does he hate his manager? That would be a specific example there. Now, let's move on now to part two, confronting negativity. So first of all, we try to understand why there's negativity in the office. Why are people unhappy? Why are they complaining? Why are they quitting? So, yeah, we have to face this. We have to realize that, yes, there is negativity in the office, and we need to do something about it. We want the employees to be happy, and we want them to stay working for us.
Yeah, so here we've got confronting negativity. If you confront something, you face it. You don't, try to run away from it or ignore it. Just deal with it. Here we've got it's up to management to ensure that employees are happy in the workplace. If it's up to someone, it means that's their responsibility. That's their duty. Sometimes my mom would go shopping on a Saturday. I was the oldest daughter, so she'd say, Steph, it's up to you to make sure that the kids get their chores done. So I had to make sure all my little brothers and sisters did their chores, their jobs. That wasn't fun. So up to someone, remember that's their responsibility. And it is up to management to make sure that the employees are happy in the workplace, or at least, give them a situation where they can be happy. It says here, how can you go about doing that? To go about doing something is just how you go ahead and get something done. How do you go about finding a good place to shop here in Taiwan? What's your method? How do you do it?
Yeah, go about means there are various steps involved. You can't just do it. You need to make preparations. You need to do some research.
Kind of a process, huh?
Yeah, you need to organize the steps and things like that. It's not something that can be done with a magic wand. It takes some time. First, you need to tackle pre-existing negativity in the workplace. Okay, so you need to face that. You need to tackle it, which means you accept the challenge and you defeat the problem here. And that's pre-existing negativity, the negativity that's already there. Face that, try to get rid of it. And here are two ideas to get you started. Some ideas about how you can tackle pre-existing negativity. First, start providing appropriate rewards and other forms of recognition. Show your employees that their work is valued. So appropriate means it's suitable. It's what they deserve. Okay, so if somebody works hard and works overtime so many hours a week, they should get a reward that equals their efforts. Okay, don't give them too much, don't give them too little, give them about the exact amount, the correct amount, like maybe gifts or something like that.
Could be.
Gift certificates, as you said.
Yeah.
Or maybe extra pay.
Oh, I'd like that. A reward is usually something that you're given for some sort of service you performed, some sort of job you completed. So, yeah, people would love to have a nice gift certificate, maybe throw an extra party for your team because they did a great job on a project, and other forms of recognition. Actually, appreciating someone in front of their coworkers is always nice. Show your employees that their work is valued. Again, we keep saying don't take these people for granted. It's really important. Now, if you implement something, you put it into practice, you might have a great idea, but until you put it into practice or you implement it, it's not going to help you. So you need to start implementing strong leadership structures that include company employee values and goals. All of your company should be organized so that you are showing your employees you have really good values and goals, and what they're working towards is making a difference. Employees like to know that their work is contributing to something of worth. Yeah, I used to go and help coach some people who worked for a cigarette company here in Taiwan, and I remember thinking, wow, I'd go home every day feeling like I didn't do anything valuable if I worked for a cigarette company because it's killing people. But you've got to find ways to make your employees feel like that what they do, those are long hours we work, guys. What they do matters.
Yep, let them know what the company is doing and how it's contributing to society. So, indeed, you need to make the employees realize that, and the leadership structure should reflect that. They all know their goals. They all know what they're trying to accomplish.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, you need to know if you're doing something that benefits not only everybody in the company, but also society as well. Like if you work for a computer company, yes, our computers are helping the world. We're helping people be educated and stuff like that. Now, in this handout here, we've got an exercise. If you're participating in this workshop, you'll be asked to come up with some of your own ideas. So, yes, come up with, please invent or imagine some ideas and write them down. And these ideas, again, would be about how to confront negativity. Maybe you would come up with some suggestions like, well, maybe we should have company birthday parties every month. You know, everybody who has a birthday in the month of September, for example, should be recognized at a big party like on September 15th or something like that.
Well, I like that idea. And then the last sentence here is, our goal is long-term happiness, after all. It's not enough to just do, make a little effort on this. It has to be ongoing and continue so that people know you're being sincere about this. Right now, guys, time to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit more about these discussion questions.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们继续来看这个单元。好，我们提到呢，在经营一个公司的时候，其实有一些管理技巧。而我们这边谈的就是说，你要感谢你的员工。所以呢，我们如何用这样子的一个心态来改变公司里面的整个的氛围。好，这是这个单元的主题。那我们的标题呢，就是Put your new management skills to the test. 我们来检验一下 Put something to the test. 这个片语意思就是说，我们来测试一下你的管理技巧。好，那这边呢，我们前面提到所谓的办公室改造，那你要改造他们，改造整个办公室的氛围，要培养出这种感恩的态度，我们就要想想是怎么一回事？好，这边要探讨两个重点。那这边说到的一个就是为什么职场里面会有这种 negativity。 好，这个 negativity 名词意思就是消极负面的这种 workplace negativity， 意思就是在职场里面有这种负面消极的氛围，为什么会存在呢？当然还有一个重点是我们要 creating a gratitude attitude。 好，那我们知道这里就是指感恩的态度，感恩的态度。那下面就要从两个方面来看它的 part one。 首先就一个主管来说，你应该要 understanding negativity， 意思要先了解为什么会这样，它的原因可能就是因为以下就提出几点说明。但是我们先看一下哦，这边提到员工下面的几个常常有的抱怨，造成办公室里面有一种 negativity 负面的氛围。好，我们这一句话要看到 contribute to 这个片语，你说这些抱怨其实也就是造成这种氛围的原因。 contribute to something相当于 lead to， 相当于 result in， 相当于 cause， 这些偏语都表示造成什么样的结果。以下这几个抱怨呢，他当然就提到大家可能都可以先预想到的，哎，好像每次工作都做不完，好像对未来的保障感到忧心，感到说，哎，你再怎么样，这领导阶级好像他没有这个领导能力，或者是你的工作并没有挑战性。好，当然还有第五个抱怨，就是员工觉得付出再多好像都没有 proper recognition。 proper recognition 意思就是适当的肯定，没有被肯定当然就觉得他也不想好好做事了。好，那在这个下面有两个活动可以试试看，所以当主管的人想想到底是什么样的原因让你的员工觉得如此，然后想想有一个情境来解释一下，你为什么是这样觉得。接下来我们就进到 part two， 除了要了解为什么员工有这种负面消极的情绪之外，当然当主管的人还有一点就是有了这样子的氛围跟问题，你怎么样面对它，就是这个动词confront， 怎么面对这种消极的情绪。下面呢他就提供了几点，他说到了第一点，你就要想想，要先预想一下，如果办公室里面有这样的负面氛围，消极的氛围，你应该怎么办。好，我们看到这个字 pre-existing， 我们知道这个字首 pre P-R-E， 它基本上的意思就是表示 earlier， 在之前，也就是 before 的意思。但是你说 pre-existing， 意思就是它是预先存在，在这之前存在，你可以预想有这样的存在的时候你该怎么办。好，那下面就有两点建议。好，这个两点建议里面的第一点是说，那么既然员工会觉得他怎么努力都没有受到认同，受到肯定，当主管的人就应该有一个适当的报酬，让员工感觉到他的工作是受到重视的。所以这边讲到 show your employees that their work is valued， 他们做的事情的确是受到肯定跟重视的。再来另外有一点，他说你要落实领导 然后呢，把员工的价值观、员工的目标这些等等，让员工呢知道说，他们凡事努力，最后的结果都是有代价的，是会获得肯定，而且是有价值的。最后呢，再给大家一点建议，就是说，你可以想想。试试看 ，come up with more ideas of your own。除了这两点之外，有没有别的办法 ？OK， 我们的讲解就到这边结束，谢谢您的聆听。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, we're going to finish up our lesson today with some discussion questions. You might be asked to participate in a discussion like this if you ever work for a big company and you are a manager or you're not a manager and you're kind of tired of your manager and you want to give them some suggestions or something. So yes, here are some examples of some discussion questions. So here's the first one. What other methods do you think management could use to decrease negativity in the workplace?Why do you think they would work?
Yeah, if you're not comfortable talking to the people you serve, you supervise directly, Tom had a great idea about doing some anonymous survey so people can write their thoughts and feelings but won't be judged for them. I think checking in with your employees at least once a month is really important to see how things are going. Do you have too much work? Can I shift your workload? That's important. Get people to talk. If you're just hearing, you know, gossip and low voices, you know, complaining about the boss, you're not doing it right. So I also had monthly team meetings with my group, and everybody felt comfortable saying what they liked and what they didn't. You just need to make them feel comfortable in sharing with you what's wrong.
My complaint about the companies I work for is that management would always call meetings if they wanted to tell us we're doing something wrong, okay? It was never about what we were doing right.
That's too bad.
They wanted to tell us, okay, you guys are doing this wrong, this wrong, this wrong. What are you guys going to do about it? Or we're going to fire you or something like that. And then, of course, in a lot of circumstances, they would actually just tell us what we were supposed to do, and they didn't ask us what we thought should be done. It was like, no, I'm the boss, I'm the manager, I tell you, and you listen. You don't have an opinion. If you have an opinion, well, you can be a politician or something like that. You're not going to work for us.
It's nice to hear from the people who actually do the work, what they think about it. That makes a big difference. I felt that. I thought that really helped a lot. Also, sometimes you just need to go out for a team activity. You know, we would go out and eat pizza sometimes together, do things like that. So we felt more friendly during the workday. Now, this second question here is, what are some common complaints you've had at a job or in a class? I think, Tom, you kind of mentioned some of those, not being listened to, being told what to do, but not asked for your own opinion, even though you were the one doing the work. That's really important. Yeah, there are lots of common complaints. I think we've hit on several of them.This is a great discussion question, especially for those of you who've already had a job out there. Get together and talk about some ways that you can actually confront some of these complaints and change things for the better. Right now, we got to sign off, but thanks for joining us. We hope you learned a little bit more so that you'll do even better on the TOEIC test. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.